and Archduke Franz Ferdinand in 1914. The U.S. waited 16 months because they wanted to stay neutral in the war. The U.S. entered the war because Germany's submarine warfare sank the Lusitania with over 200 Americans on board and killed 120 citizens when anchored to Wilson. Also, Wilson wanted to make the world safe for democracy. The Zimmerman Note was a proposed alliance between German Empire and Mexico, but British intercepted any covert message, then revealing the contents and outraged American public. The U.S. mobilized for the war by creating the Selective Service Act, also known as a draft. All men 21 and 30 of age must sign up. Also, the War Industries Board made 8-hour workdays, 40-hour work weeks, legalized unions, higher wages. The Committee of Public Information, headed by George Creel, also one of the four Minutemen. They talked 4 minutes about the war and how to support the war effort. Also had four food administrations. They were to make sure that they had enough for food, for home, and for war. This was like wheatless Mondays, meatless Tuesdays, no Swiss Wednesdays, milkless Thursdays, and walk to work Fridays. Wilson's 14 points was on the back of the Treaty of Versailles. Both was a peace plan for the nations that no one followed. The treaty was signed on June 28, 1919, saying that Germany had to pay for all costs of war from all damage. This was like reparations or payments and transfers of property and equipment. The U.S. didn't want to ratify the League of Nations because they didn't want to be tied up in international affairs, plus being pulled all over the world. The Bonus Army was a group of men that marched to D.C. to demand being paid in the war. This was not given until 1945. During the war, the flu broke out and killed 20 million people all over the world. This came to be known as Spanish flu. It was transmitted by humans through transportation routes. Henry Cabot Lodge is a conservative Republican politician, but was trying to sell America on the war. The Great Migration, 1960 and 1970s, when 6 million African Americans moved out of rural South to the urban Northwest, Midwest, and West to find jobs.